Hey, sweetie, your next is waiting for you in the blue room.
What? I thought I was done. Selena promised I could leave early tonight.
Nothing to do with me. You got a hot date waiting or something?
Funny enough, no. I have a paper due tomorrow.
Sorry, babes. Selena did say this guy's a big spender, so you can probably expect a big tip. He requested the diamond package.
Fine. Though next time maybe lead with that. I'll just have to pull an all-nighter. Okay. How do I look?
Perfect, as always.
And how does he look?
I won't ruin the surprise too much, but you probably won't even need to close your eyes with this one.
Wow. How many times does that happen?
Not as many as we deserve. Don't get too excited, though. He might be hot, but could still ask you to bray like a donkey.
Not the strangest request I've had.
Have fun.
Right. Come on. You can do this. Just fake a smile, fake an orgasm, pocket the cash, and home. Good evening, sir. I hope you haven't been waiting long. My name is Luna, and it's a pleasure to... there's been a small mistake, sir. I'll be right back with your correct escort in just a moment. Shit.
Honey, what's wrong?
It's my fucking college professor, Ruby. The one I told you about. The jerk who hates me.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is he even doing here? The guy's basically the campus heartthrob. In what universe would he need to pay for sex?
Maybe he gets off on it. You've been here long enough to know these guys like weird shit sometimes.
Well, I can't go back in there. If he recognises me, that's my scholarship completely down the drain.
You can't just leave him. Eventually he's going to wonder where... Sir, our sincerest apologies. I'm afraid this meant a slight error in the booking schedule. If you'd like to return to the room, I will be with you in just... Oh, well, can't argue with that. I'll have those drinks arranged, sir. Luna, the gentleman's waiting.
You money-grabbing cow.
Keep your wig on. He might not recognise you.
He said he requested me. Why else would he do that unless he knew?
Well, give him a good time and maybe he'll keep his mouth shut.
Sir? Yes, it's me. Professor, please, I'm begging you. Please don't tell anyone I work here. You don't understand. My scholarship only covers my tuition, and my parents can't spare any money for housing. This was the only way I could afford to attend. I applied for so many jobs, and this was the only place who accepted. I know it's not ideal, but it pays well, and the hours work around class. I just didn't... Why are you laughing? You knew I worked here. For how long? 4 weeks. You've known about this for a month and never said anything? Why? Well, that's very kind of you, but I don't understand. You're always so mean. You're always criticising my work, giving me weird looks, and I thought you hated me. Push me? Yeah, to the edge of a nervous breakdown, maybe. But that doesn't matter now. Sir, why are you here? Because if this is another attempt to intimidate me, you can just consider it a job well done. Or are you here to save me? Tell me how degrading it is for a scholarship student to sell her body just to get through college. Well, newsflash, I know it is. You've no idea how hard it is to get a job in a student town, especially this one. They take one look at my Primark clothes and decide I'm not the kind of image they want. Why do you think I work outside the district? Apart from trying to avoid, well, this exact situation. It's not that bad, really. Selena looks after us all right, and the pay's pretty good. Means I can save a little, even after rent and food. Is this what you want? To hear my little sob story? If that's all you want, I'd like to wrap it up if you don't mind. I was going to finish early tonight to work on that paper you were busting my chops about this afternoon, and it's a 20-minute bus ride home, and it's already 9:30. Oh, you'll give me an extension? In exchange for what? Well, yes, I know you paid, but... I see. Well, this isn't quite what I expected. There's me thinking you're so straight-laced and proper, when, in fact, you're just another Joe with a schoolgirl kink. Only you've got the job description to go with it. No? Well, what then? What makes you different from every single half-hard, lonely guy that walks through that door? But you hate me. You always have. You don't get on to anyone nearly half as much as you do with me. You made me rewrite my final paper last term twice, and now you're telling me you want me. That you've been watching me this entire time, fantasizing of an opportunity to get your hands on me? Oh, and let me guess. If I help you satiate those sordid little desires, you won't tell anyone about my job? I guess I can respect the hustle. Though, you know, you didn't have to go to all this trouble. You could have just asked. What? You're a hot college professor crushing on the nerdy scholarship student. Did you actually think I'd say no? Well, the name I use here is literally taken from Harry Potter. Guys weren't exactly lining up to go out with me. Or was that not sordid enough for you? You needed to maintain that element of power over me. Well, I guess now's your perfect opportunity. You paid for me. You own me. For the next couple of hours, at least. So, Professor, how do you want me? Not so cocky now. I suppose we're on my turf. Not safe in your classroom, where you know everything, and everyone is expected to respect and obey you. You think you have the upper hand here, Professor. You think you have me over a barrel, because you're older and cleverer, and know my tawdry little secret. But right now, you are the one out of your depth. I'm guessing over the years there have been many students you've wanted, who you've fantasized over and lusted after, imagined how they'd feel beneath your hands, or how they'd look kneeling between your legs. Would you like me to fulfill that particular fantasy? Right now. Then tell me. Yes, sir. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't imagined a few things myself. Certain curiosities about your cock. How big it is. How long. How it would feel in my hand. My mouth. My Do you feel in control now, Professor? With my head between your hands, fingers gripping my hair, filling my throat with your hard cock. Have you fantasized about me doing this to you in class? Crouched under your desk, sucking your cock while all the other students are none the wiser. That's not how you want to finish, though, is it? No. You want to come where it really counts. Deep inside, my sweet little cunt. I love that look in your eyes. So surprised to hear such words come out of such a good girl's mouth. But you can't get enough of it, can you? I'll ask you again. How do you want me? On all fours, like a proper whore, riding you like a cock-hungry slut? Okay, I'll stop. How do you want me then? On my back? Do you like to see your girl's face when she comes? How romantic of you, sir. Wait, you don't have to do that, sir. I'm here to serve as you, remember? Well, if you really want... Oh, God. Oh, God, sir, that's... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Oh, God, your tongue. And your fingers. Oh, God, Professor, yes. Oh, yes, I love it. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, please. Please don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, come on. Whoa. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, sir, your cock is so hard. Oh, God, you're stretching me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel every inch of you inside me. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, sir, you're amazing. Oh, please, I need more. Oh, God, I want you so much. Oh, fuck, I want you so much. Here. Oh, fuck, sir, please. Oh, please, sir, I want you to come inside me. Oh, fill my cunt. Oh, fill me up. Oh, fill me up until I can feel your cum spilling out onto my thighs. Oh, how long have you imagined this, Professor? Watching me every day in class, wanting to throw me down on your desk, rip off my clothes and fuck me in front of everyone. Hang the consequences. As much of a jerk as you've been, I've watched you too. I've thought about your hands reaching under my skirt, touching me, your eyes burning into mine as you order me to come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Make me come. Oh, Oh, yes, sir, make me come. I want to come around your cock. Oh, God, I want to milk every drop of seed from you. Please, oh, come inside me, sir. Oh, come inside your student. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, 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 oh. That was incredible. You look hot when you're coming, Professor. No, you don't have to say it. I know. Nothing can change in class, right? Yeah, don't worry. You can go back to being a jerk, and I'll pretend I'm not imagining the look on your face when you come, every time you look at me. And if you ever need a release, if you just can't take it anymore, well, you can always just ask for Luna.